The Guardian.
It's a hard job, actually. And we're never going to do it in a way that's going to please everyone. You know, next time, when we next make funding decisions, we're going to have to actually make comparisons between different bodies, I think. And we might not be, when we come to disinvest, we might not be disinvesting from organisations that are inherently bad, but we just might see something more fruitful coming out of investment in another emergent organisation. And therefore, we might have to walk away from investment in a particular organisation who might have had money for a number of years and aren't doing bad, but aren't currently setting the world alight.
What's your ambition for the arts in this country? Apart from to be really, really good, but I mean...
Well, I want them to push boundaries, to discover new ways of engaging people with what they're doing. Just saying I want them to be better, I mean, don't dismiss that, because we do want them to be better. I want British orchestras to continue to attract world-class conductors, you know, wherever they are. And I want British orchestras to be best at education as well.
Wouldn't it be good if Britain had at least one world-class orchestra, which arguably doesn't have an orchestra in the top rank at the moment, not in the very top rank?
We've got some pretty good orchestras, I think.
But pretty good is not the best.
They're not as well-resourced as their continental counterparts, particularly the ones in Germany. And ideally love them to be better resourced.
I mean, instead of having five good orchestras in London, why don't you kind of help us to have one great orchestra in this country?
That might be the decision we come to in the end. But I'm not going to say which one I like best. that we should lose one orchestra in London.
Right.
because I mean, if you look at why we're funding the different orchestras in London, we are funding them for not just what they do in London, but actually, quite importantly, the stuff they do outside London as well.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.